masturbation might cause a serious acute neurological illness. Wait a minute, what? What? The Institute of Medicine writes, DPT administration might cause a serious acute neurologic illness and subsequent chronic nervous system dysfunction in children who otherwise might not have experienced either an acute neurological illness or a chronic nervous system dysfunction in the absence of DPT. BBC, come on, man. When I was in school, we studied how you did this job. We're journalists because of how you do your work, yet no study appears in your piece. You're taking these people's word for it that have a clear bias. Salisbury has got to protect the decisions he made as running the Ministry of Health, and you're doing his job for him. Problem is, you're not doing your job. And that's the most embarrassing part of this piece. You need to be journalists. We are all supposed to be asking the hard questions. And then if someone tells us something, recognizing the potential bias, which is why I present you with all of the information I talk about. Sure, you can say I have a bias. So read the studies we're talking about yourself. Go ahead and read this Institute of Medicine article. And you decide if you think that the science was settled on this. And in case you think this is only about the DPT and I'm making a big deal about it, or that the BBC really didn't miss that much in this Institute of Medicine article, how about all of the discussions about DTP that's going on right now as we speak? Because all the time on this show, I'm talking about Dr. Peter Abe, who is doing study after study showing how incredibly dangerous and deadly the DTP vaccine is. We've talked about this a million times. This is the study, an introduction of diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, an oral polio vaccine among young infants in an urban African community, a natural experiment. They found that 30 years ago, when they had a DTP vaccine program, half the country got vaccinated and half did not. And they found up to 10 times the rate of death, of mortality in the children who received the vaccines compared to those that didn't. Once again, though, don't just take my word for it, because I don't work for the BBC. I work for the High Wire, so I get secondary sources, like the scientists in the heart of the Guinea-Bissau study. Here's Dr. Peter Abe himself talking about this incredible issue around this vaccine that the BBC is still trying to tell you is safe.
I guess most of you think that we know what our vaccines are doing. We don't. The program we are talking about at the time, the vaccine program, was introduced sort of in the late 70s, after the success with the eradication of smallpox. WHO made sort of the first immunization program for the low-income countries. Well, you comes out here, you had 2.3 times higher mortality if you were DTP vaccinated. And that is the most commonly used vaccine in the world. DTP1 is 20% higher mortality, but then when you come to DTP3, it's 70% higher mortality for the girls, for the boys. So the whooping cough vaccine or pertussis vaccine was associated with twofold higher mortality. And please note that the tendency is that this seems to be slightly worse for girls. You can have a vaccine which is fully protected against a specific disease, but associated with higher mortality.